The Definitive Guide in Lunasa, Myra McNeil's The Festival of Lunasa, gets to the heart of why Lunasa celebrations still endure. Be it Puck Fair, Reek Sunday, Garden Sunday or the Auld Lammas Fair, there is an innate desire to congregate and enjoy the brief benefits of an Irish summer as the harvest is gathered. The ability to climb high and admire the surrounding countryside that had given so much, the gathering for the fair with the frenzy of colour and activity that it entails, or the catching up with friends and family in the summer sun, are all memories countless generations of Irish will know. These are the lazy, hazy days of Lunasa, when everything from the sound of a distant bumblebee to the disembodied laughter of children form the soundscape to the best days of our lives. Lunasa is the culmination of what the Celtic calendar has been all about. The patience of seeing out winter, the thrill of the lambs and the snowdrops of Imbolg, and the strange mix of hope and apprehension of Bealtaine were all leading to the peak of plenitude that is the month of Lunasa, being August. Samhain may well be the most famous of the cross-quarter festivals, but the most vibrant of the four, and indeed the most pagan of them, must surely be Lunasa. The crackling of a bonfire on the side of a hill, the pulsing beat of a baron, the rising of the summer sun, and of course, that most magical and pagan of events, the dance. H.T. Inglis, in his book Arnidin 1834, writes of how Donach Crom Dhu, as they called it in Joyce County, County Galway, he made his way to a gathering on the heights and wrote, "Far up the winding road for miles, we could see the women in their red petticoats and the men in their bonnings. Soon we were overtaken by a merry crowd of boys and girls dancing along, led by the piper, playing a jig. We reached the summit when the pattern was at its height, tents, people seated on the ground, others doing the rounds with holy water, others still dancing around a bonfire, singing the while." This love for dancing by the ordinary folk is also seen in an account in Donegal by Lord George Hill. He describes the moving of a cabin from one site to another as follows. "They hired a fiddler, upon whose engagement all the neighbours joyously assembled, and carried, in an incredibly short time, the stones and timbers upon their backs to the new site. Men, women and children, dancing and working while daylight lasted, at the termination of which they adjourned to a nearby dwelling, where they finished the night, prolonging the dance to the dawn of the day." However, for the ultimate salute to a Donegal dance, we must go to the modern classic that is Dancing at Lunasa by Brian Friel. This play perfectly captures the ineffable, enduring power of a dance where words are no longer necessary. To a backdrop of bonfires and people making merry, it is that short-lived time when both the Mundy sisters and the countryside are in full bloom. Each of the characters in that play dances at some crucial moment. Jerry and Chris, when they met after a long separation, Father Jack when he celebrates the power of the goddess, all of the sisters when the sound of the wireless brings them into contact with the outside world. The actress Catherine Byrne told me of how on Broadway that last dancing always resulted in a standing ovation, without fail, throughout its entire run. Even the well-heeled urbanites of New York knew the power of a pagan dance when they saw it. Ushering in a new era of prosperity and confidence, President Mary Robinson's inauguration speech quoted the rebooted Yeats version of the 14th century poem, "I Am of Ireland." "I am of Ireland, and the holy land of Ireland, and time runs on," cries she. "Come out of charity, come dance with me in Ireland." Perhaps the zenith of that decade's wonder, before the tiger perished, was another dance, being Riverdance in 1994. The build-up of the dancer's heels to the thrilling finale still evokes goosebumps as I type. At that moment, a primordial urge to stand and clap and yelp with giddiness overcame us all. We knew that beat, that reaction, that ecstasy, because it is embedded in our DNA. Instinctively, we sensed that there was something more at play here, and so there was. A nation united, if only briefly, at the wonder of the dance.